In the heart of metropolitan Miami is a city within a city known as Little Havana. Over 500,000 Cuban Americans have settled in the Miami area since the first large exodus of 1959. This number has swelled by over 50,000 with the new exodus of 1980. Cubans flee their homeland for the same reasons immigrants have fled to the United States since the time of the Pilgrims.
I left Cuba with my husband and my daughter on June 2, 1962. The very same day that my sister also left Cuba with her family, her husband and her two children. And then, you know, I knew, you see, that we have to leave. I knew that, you know, that was not a political system for me. I love freedom. You know, I respect very much the rights of others because I think, you know, the only thing that a human being needs to leave besides, you know, air and water and food is freedom, you see.
Miami has truly become a bilingual and bicultural community as the new Cuban residents have added their rich Latin heritage and traditions to the culture of South Florida. Cuban folk culture is visible everywhere as we walk the streets of Little Havana. Along 8th Street, we stop at Domino Park, where men play this traditional game so popular in Cuba and Latin America, with ivory tiles handed down from father to son. At any hour of the day or night, one may watch the lively action and animated debates of the domino games. Shop windows display the cultural concerns of the Cuban community, from the traditional dress shirt shop for men to the many religious object stores. Fiesta de Quince is a traditional celebration to honor a young girl on her 15th birthday. This celebration is a debut into society. The quince has now become very popular in Miami, as it has been for generations in Cuba. This and other rites of passage provide continuity and cohesiveness to the Cuban community. The Latin American folk tradition of breaking a piñata for a child's birthday is seen in Miami. Many of the stores in Little Havana are patterned after stores in Cuban Havana.
And, you know, as far as, you know, piñatas, houses and things like that, they were in Havana, beautiful places, you right. see, where you can buy the most beautiful things because this is tradition, you know, right. to do it. And then you pass these things to your daughter, so, you know, it goes from grandmothers right. to, you know, to granddaughters and that way. But, you know, this is tradition because in Cuba, for example, there were stores for babies that were the most wonderful things you can imagine. You can
really?
Find the most fantastic, you know, things. Because you know how important children are for us, you see. They are the center of our whole life, you see. We have our, you know, stores actually show our interest, you know. It's a reflection of what we actually like.
Santeria is a Cuban religious expression that has become a visible part of folk culture in Miami. Santeria grew up in Cuba as a combination of Catholic and African religious belief and practice. It's estimated that there are over 100 million practitioners in the United States and Latin America. In Miami, the religion flourishes, and botanica stores sell various articles of faith used in the fiestas and rituals of Santeria. The music of Santeria, heard in the background, is African in style, with repeating, interlocking rhythms. Most of the instruments are percussion, drums, rattles, and bells. The three ritual drums played by men are very important because they are dedicated to the saints. Some people believe that the drums are the saints. These instruments accompany dances and songs of praise to the saints. Only members of Santeria can perform this music for the religious ceremonies and fiestas. Foodways of Cuban immigrants have enhanced the menus of Americans living in Miami. Everywhere in Little Havana, we can eat the traditional recipes of Cuban cooks. Chefs and accomplished bakers have continued their culinary skills in Miami, creating the merengue cakes, traditional Cuban bread, fiesta cookies, and elaborate quince cakes. Little Havana is perhaps best noted for the thick, rich Cuban coffee prepared at open-air street-side cafes. Café Cubán is a shared tradition that can make one feel at home.
Perhaps I can, you know, tell you my impression of Cuban coffee. You know, when I get home, the first thing I do is that, you know, fix coffee, because I always said, now home smells like home.
Cigar rolling is a traditional skill learned in Cuba that has enriched Miami's small industries. Rafael Martinez is perhaps typical of the many skilled craftsmen of Little Havana. My name is Rafael Martinez. I was born in Havana, Cuba. My father was a cigar roller in Cuba, and I worked for La Corona Cigar Factory before I came from Cuba. I learned the art right there at the factory. The best cigars are made right now in Miami, because we, the experts, the cigar rollers, are here, and we've really tried very hard. My shop is very small. Some are very big, and they are factories. But like mine, there are three or four in Miami. In Cuba, the women strip the leaves only. That was women's work, and only women did that. My wife does this here. We sort the leaves by color and size. Then we have to wet it. It will be softer. A new cigar roller has to sit down for many days with an expert and watch everything and learn how to pick each piece. That's the first thing you have to learn. It's a very slow process. It takes a long while to learn. Here we have molds, and that helps a lot. The cigar is much more perfect here. A cigar is in the press for 25 to 30 minutes. This makes a bunch. And then you have to roll it. And then you have to finish off the end. You make sure that they're well finished. When we have 50 cigars, that's a bunch. We wrap them together with a little bow tie. Some of the big factories, they import. They do not make everything here. Not me, though. Everyone who's tried the handmade cigars here in Miami, they certainly like them better than the machine-made ones. When a cigar is handmade, the human element is there. And if there's something wrong, You can correct it right away. But with a machine, it may turn out too soft or too hard, and there's nothing you can do about it. But if you have the expert right there, he can correct the problem. And of course, the cigar is superior. Since I was a very young man, I started learning this, and I really love my work. I'm in love with my work. Traditional skills and arts, foodways, religion, games, fiestas, and rites of passage are all part of the Cuban-American folklife that we may observe and share when we visit Little Havana, a city within a city. La conga la...